Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Manoj Singh Rana with the news at 9. The headlines. Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Muizzo arrives in New Delhi on a 5-day state visit. Several agreements expected to be signed after his meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. Foreign investors pump in over 57,000 crore rupees into Indian equities markets in September, highest in last 9 months. Drugs worth over 1,800 crore rupees recovered from Bhopal, 2 persons arrested. Tensions escalate along Israel-Lebanon border as conflict between Israel and Hezbollah intensifies. Worldwide pro-Palestine demonstrations held for ending violence in Gaza and West Asia. And in cricket, Indian women defeat Pakistan by 6 wickets in T20 World Cup in Dubai. President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Muizzo, has arrived in New Delhi on a 5-day state visit to India. Dr. Muizzo was received by Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh, on his arrival at the airport. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ranthir Jaiswal said that the visit will provide further boost to the long-standing India-Maldives comprehensive bilateral partnership. Later in the evening, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar called on Dr. Muizzo and appreciated his commitment to enhancing the India-Maldives relationship. Dr. Jaishankar also expressed confidence that tomorrow the talks between Maldivian President and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will give a new impetus to friendly ties between the two countries. Tomorrow in New Delhi, President Dr. Muizzo will be accorded a ceremonial reception at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. He will also visit the Rajghat and pay tributes to Mahatma Gandhi. He will also hold discussions with Prime Minister Modi on bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest. Several agreements are expected to be signed following the meeting. The Maldivian president will also meet President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow evening. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will also call on the visiting dignitary. Dr. Muizzo will visit Agra and Mumbai on Tuesday and Bengaluru on Wednesday. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Maldives is India's key maritime neighbour in the Indian Ocean region and holds a special place in Prime Minister's vision of Sagar and India's neighbourhood first policy. The visit of the Maldivian president to India after the recent visit of the External Affairs Minister to the island nation is testimony to the importance that India attaches to its relations with Maldives. The visit is expected to lend further momentum to cooperation and robust people-to-people ties between the two countries. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar today stated that Quad defies all conventional models of institutionalized cooperation and it has been very innovative because of this. In a conversation at the third quarterly economic conference in New Delhi, the minister pointed out that it is advantageous that Quad is not a treaty-based organization. He said Quad is one of the key mechanisms in the Indo-Pacific. The External Affairs Minister stressed that it is important that India is connected to all major players and is seen as a country with a greater sense of responsibility to global polity. Dr. Jaishankar said it is apparent that levels of globalization have reached a point where it is difficult to contain any serious issue in a region.
The levels of globalization have reached a point where it's very difficult for any serious issue to be contained locally or even regionally. Today's day and age and the nature of globalization and the stakes involved and the impact that it has on the entire world, especially on the global south. Those who can try to make a difference should try and do it. And to some extent, that's been the logic, the driving force, the thinking behind some of our activities, say, for example, in respect of Ukraine.
Touching on the subject of the United Nations, Dr. Jaishankar said it is an old company which is not entirely keeping up with the market but occupying space. He opined that the UN will continue but there is increasingly a non-UN space which is the active space. Preparations are in full swing in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana for counting of votes on Tuesday for the assembly elections. Robust security arrangements are being put in place at all counting centres across Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir for a smooth conduct of counting. In Haryana, 90 counting centres have been set up for all 90 assembly constituencies. Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agrawal said that these polling centres have been set up at the district headquarters in all 22 districts. Mr. Agrawal said that all the strong rooms are under CCTV surveillance. Electronic voting machines have been kept under a three-layer security. In Jammu and Kashmir, voting took place in three phases on the 18th and 25th of September and the 1st of this month. The overall voter turnout across all three phases was recorded at 63.88%. To ensure a hassle-free experience on the counting day, essential infrastructure and safety measures have been put in place. The assembly election was significant for the Union Territory as it was the first since the abrogation of Article 370. The 92nd anniversary of the Indian Air Force began with a mega air show at Chennai today. After 21 years, the air show was held over the skies of Marina, which was watched directly by 15 lakh people entering into the Limca Book of Records. The event also had innumerable views in various social media circles around the world. It took almost 3 to 4 hours for the enthralled, mesmerized audience to leave the sands of Marina. The flypast and the aerobatics performed by 72 aircrafts from several air bases left the spectators awestruck. More from our correspondent.
Chennai, the capital of the state, came to a standstill as all eyes were looking up to the sky, even as the fighter jets Sukhoi Mirage, Rafale, Dakota Jaguar, MiG Hercules, Poseidon aircrafts rode into the blue skies with all their might, showing a display of sorts. The beautiful big heart drawn in the skies meant the love that they had for the nation, and colorful designs of a bird's feathers will remain evergreen in the minds of those who witnessed the event today. Unmindful of the sunny afternoon, it was like a sea of umbrellas on the shores of Marina. There is no doubt that the youth and children who saw their spectacle today will be inspired to join the defense forces, not only to serve as warriors but also as someone who helps during disasters. Joy, Akashwani from Chennai.
Foreign investors pumped in over 57,000 crore rupees into the Indian equities markets in September, the highest in the last 9 months. As per the depositories data, foreign portfolio investors, or FPIs, invested 57,724 crore rupees into equity markets, making the highest influx in 9 months. They also invested 1,299 crore rupees into the debt markets, taking the total net investment into the Indian capital markets to 59,023 crore rupees last month. This comes after three consecutive months of net inflows into the Indian markets. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The Narcotics Control Bureau, in collaboration with the Gujarat ATS, has recovered drugs worth more than 1,800 crore rupees from Bhopal in Madhya Pradesh. Two persons have also been arrested in this case. The drugs have been recovered from a factory operating in Bagroda village near Bhopal. Gujarat Minister of State for Home, Harsh Singhvi, confirmed this in a social media message and praised the Gujarat ATS and the Narcotics Control Bureau in the fight against drug abuse. He said that this achievement reflects the tireless efforts of our law enforcement agencies in dealing with drug trafficking and abuse. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath today unveiled the new multicolored logo for Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj. The logo symbolizes religious and economic prosperity with a depiction of the Amrit Kalash, a sacred vessel from the mythological ocean churning. The design features a temple, a seer, an urn, the Akshayavat tree, and an image of Lord Hanuman, representing the confluence of nature and humanity in the Sanatan civilization. It also embodies the continuous flow of self-awareness and public welfare, serving as an inspirational emblem for Mahakumbh 2025. Kumbh Mela, recognized by UNESCO as an intangible cultural heritage of humanity, is regarded as the world's largest peaceful gathering of pilgrims, with the motto Sarva Siddhi Prada Kumbha. The monsoon is retreating from most parts of the country and the rainfall has largely subsided. However, recent heavy rains in Meghalaya, northeast India, have caused flooding in the Garo Hills, with 10 people losing their lives due to landslides and rock slides. Roads and communication networks have been severely affected. More from our correspondent.
The Dalu area in West Garo Hills and the Goswapara area in South Garo Hills have been the most impacted by the heavy rains. In Hariasia Songma village in South Garo Hills, a landslide claimed the lives of 7 members of the same family. Flooding has disrupted normal life and roads and bridges have been damaged. Chief Minister Conrad Sangma has reviewed the flood relief efforts. The NDRF and state disaster relief teams are actively engaged in rescue and relief operations. Some relief has come today as the rain has stopped. Paritosh Dikshit, Akashvani, Shillong.
The India Meteorological Department has forecast that conditions are favorable for withdrawal of southwest monsoon from remaining parts of Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh and Maharashtra during the next 3 days. The IMD also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Karnataka during the next 3 days. The Met Department said that heavy rainfall is expected over Karnataka, Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura for the next 2 days. The weather agency also forecast light to moderate rainfall over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Lakshadweep, Andhra Pradesh, Yenam and Telangana during the week. Tensions along the Israel-Lebanon border have reached a critical point as the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah intensifies. The ongoing military operations have led to widespread displacement and mounting casualties, raising international concerns about the humanitarian impact of the escalating violence. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The Israeli Defense Forces has intensified its military operations against Hezbollah. On Sunday, the IDF issued evacuation notices for an additional 25 towns and villages in the region, bringing the total number of affected areas to 98. This mass displacement has pushed Lebanese civilians northward, overwhelming shelters and forcing hundreds of thousands to seek refuge in neighboring Syria. According to the IDF spokesperson, the IDF's 36th and the 98th divisions are spearheading the ground offensive, focusing on dismantling Hezbollah's infrastructure. Over the past 24 hours, troops have uncovered and destroyed launch sites, tunnel openings, military buildings and combat equipment. Supporting the ground forces, the Israeli Air Force has conducted more than 150 airstrikes on Hezbollah targets. These precision strikes have targeted anti-tank missile launch sites, command headquarters and underground facilities. The air campaign has also responded to immediate threats with rapid detection and targeting of armed militants spotted by ground forces. Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Thousands of protesters rallied in major cities worldwide on Saturday calling for an end to violence in Gaza and broader Middle East as the first anniversary of the deadly Hamas attack on Israel approaches. Thousands of pro-Palestinian demonstrators marched through central London with significant gatherings, also reported in Paris, Rome, Manila, Cape Town and New York City. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup in Dubai, in the Group A fixture, Indian women defeated Pakistan by 6 wickets. Chasing a victory target of 106 runs, they achieved the target with 13 balls to spare. India made 108 for 4 in 18.5 overs. In men's cricket, in the first T20 international of the three-match series between India and Bangladesh in Gwalior, India were 44 for 1 after 4 overs a short while ago, chasing a victory target of 128 runs. Earlier, sent into bat first, Bangladesh were all out for 127 in 19.5 overs. For Bangladesh, Mehdi Hasan Miraz top scored with 35 not out, while Najmul Hussain Shanto hit 27 runs. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Muizu arrives in New Delhi on a 5-day state visit. Several agreements expected to be signed after his meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. Foreign investors pump in over 57,000 crore rupees into Indian equities markets in September, highest in last 9 months. Drugs worth over 1,800 crore rupees recovered from Bhopal, 2 persons arrested. Tensions escalate along Israel-Lebanon border as conflict between Israel and Hezbollah intensifies. Worldwide pro-Palestine demonstrations held for ending violence in Gaza and West Asia. And in cricket, Indian women defeat Pakistan by 6 wickets in T20 World Cup in Dubai. That is all that we have in the news at 9. Good night.